See if our network CFR Sports 163 Akamoto versus Pichang Ngan. Not the best event, but still a banger, I would say. Some real good fights, a quite mixed bag of fights as well. Starting with the main card. New bantamweight kickboxing world champ, Hiroki Akamoto, who has been looking real good as of late. Until he met a very experienced 400 and something plus wins, or no, 400 plus fights and 370 yard or something plus wins. Pichatong. Pichan. I always, forgive me for the pronunciations of these names, man. Forgive me. He put on a display, a striking display, and shut down Akimoto. He's by the third round, Akimoto's, I think it was right side, was looking awful. There were some talks of the coaches and their advice. I think he definitely needed to switch it up. He was having a little bit of success, but not much success at all. I think the game plan needed to be changed after the second round, most definitely. He's tough, man. Akamoto is tough, taking all of that punishment to the body. And new bantamweight kickboxing champion. Pitch Fergus. This kickboxing game is no damn joke. I'm very interested to see who he gets matched up with next. Heavyweights, kickboxing World Grand Prix final. Roman Krikliev coming up from light heavyweight to take on Arash Ajapur, who has a very unconventional style, to say the least. And he's very good. He's got power. That was a good fight, that was. Roman got knocked down. First round, wasn't it? And it was looking like the size was, well, the power and obviously the size difference in regards to weight, not necessarily height and reach differential, because Roman got that. Round two came out, corner said, use the knees, use those knees. And he got the damn job done. Second round TKO and new history making two division champ lightweight and heavyweights champ kickboxing one and the Grand Prix belt looks stunning. I was questioning whether each belt is the same size, because on some of the athletes, these belts are looking absolutely huge. They still look very big on Roman. He had the silver one on one side of the Grand Prix title and the gold 50 plus pounds. Listen, one of the best looking belts and most grand belt of all of combat sports. From what I've seen, I might actually do a quick search. But from my last search, I did think indeed that is the most attractive belt. Lightweight MMA Shinya Aoki, very much an aging fighter, very skilled submission specialist, took on Zygat Izagamyev. Again, apologies. First round TKO, flawless. What do we say? What can we say? Lightweight has got some. It's as they say, a stacked division. I don't think they're gonna give Sagitt Christian Lee straight after this performance. I mean, it is a very spectacular performance. I think he needs to get another victory or so, and then that Christian Lee matchup that is gonna be very interesting. Very interesting. And he's coming out of Khabib's camp as well. Pardon self, Russian fighter, very, very skilled, heavy hands, very well-rounded mixed martial art fighter, not just grapple heavy. Middleweight icon, as stated, meets legend Yushin Okami. Took a loss first round TKO to the icon, the Burmese Python, Anglong Song, with the huge ears. I thought it was going to pretty much go this way. We haven't seen Yushin in quite some time. I think there was obviously bringing all, it was Japan versus the world in essence. Had to move the event due to, I believe, protocols in Japan. So it didn't have the same kind of feel, I guess. But yeah, disappointed to see Yushin not really perform to his best, but as I say, he's an aging fighter now. Yeah, no. Shock of the hour, shock of the day. Yu Yu Wakamatsu, I thought indeed would put in the damn work, and he, for the first part of the round, he was looking real good. He was just marching forward, heavy leg kicks, body kicks, all kind of stuff. Woo Sung-hoon, South Korea, he was like, yeah, that's all right. That's no problem. That's cool. You know, hold this TKO first round victory. Catchweight bout, and a shocker for me. I knew Wu was good, but I didn't think he would take out Yuya that easily. Crazy. Bantamweight, third round TKO. Kwon Won Il took on Mark. I think he's from New Zealand, Philippines. Mark Abeledo. Nice back and forth, big size difference. One ill didn't necessarily use his range as much as I thought he would. It was a quite closely contended fight, but very much a banger. Lead card, Bruno Chavez loss. Third round unanimous decision. Ahmed, I can't remember how you pronounce his name, but Ahmed, yeah. Interesting back and forth. Not a good performance from Bruno, who calls himself Muhammad Ali. There was no evidence at all in these two performances. Yeah, I think this performance was a little better than his first. But yeah, I think we need to sign some more heavyweight kickboxers. We've got some good ones, and Bruno hasn't stepped up to the plate. Maybe it was the bright lights and all that. The fans were there, etc. I don't know, but it wasn't the best performance from him. Pakistan. Ahmed Mujtaba Tabur. Tabba? Again, apologies. He looked slick, man. He looked real, real slick. Submission, first round. Wazil. Lightweight again. We got some quote unquote killers within the lightweight division. And we've got some cards which have already been announced. So, can we slip Ahmed on another one of these cards in the next, before Let's say January or so, maybe February. Be good if we can get him on the December card. And I want to see Zagit again. Zagit, even. There we go. Let's go back. Let's go back. The straw rate of submission grappling. Melina. No disrespect, young lady, but. And I guess this is how it goes within submission grappling. But there was no. Bianca just walked right through Melina. Very quick submission. It was seconds. Or a minute plus. I can't even remember, but it was quick. Interesting to see what Chatry does with this submission division. Obviously, two belts have been given out now. Danielle's done her thing. We seem to be having these matches on each event and stuff. So I'm interesting to see if we don't put together like a little tournament. I think that'll be good. A straw weight submission female grappling Grand Prix to crown the inaugural straw weight submission, grappling champion. Kirill Gorobets, featherweight. He's dope. He didn't look as, excuse me, pardon himself. He didn't look as good as he did in his last outing. Still looked good. His movement wasn't there. I think that's maybe he just can't keep that high pace for three rounds with that kind of movement, but he still looked very good. Unanimous decision. Bruno, he put up a good fight, man. He can hold his head, man. That was an entertaining way to start off the lead card. He's got some skills, most definitely. Gorobets, we need to see him more fighting more frequently. He's a talented fighter. Like, comment, subscribe, share, and tell a friend to tell a friend. Thanks for taking the time to tune into CFR Network. If you enjoyed the content, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. And if you ain't already, most definitely share. If you'd like to go that step further and to support the broadcast, go over to sbmentality.com and go get yourself some merch. And also go check out my sponsor over at Instagram, Supreme of the UK. Thank you for your continued support.